Well, again, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. You don't know how excited I am to come on here and pray and intercede with you every day. It does something to me. It shows me there's hope for the body of Christ. Why do I say that? Because there's somebody still understanding that the whole purpose of God coming to earth was to communicate with us. He loved you so much that he wanted to communicate with you, wanted fellowship with you. Adam had fellowship with God all day, every day. Have you ever thought what that fellowship was about? You know, he didn't have no problems, but he talked to God. He didn't have no issues, didn't have a son on his way to jail, didn't have a daughter bound by drugs, didn't have a bill needed to be paid, yet he stayed in fellowship with God. Can you imagine their relationship, what they talked about? But all I want to say is this. It's always been about prayer. And when Adam blocked that separation from God because of sin, God is so holy, can't be in the presence of anything that's not like him. So when we lost that communication through separation, through our sin and missing the mark, Jesus came again. And what did Jesus come for? To give us back in the right standing, relationship with God, where we are no longer fear being separated from him again. Now, I don't want to get into this, but I know I have some very religious people on this call, but I want to let every religious individual on this call know that nothing can separate me from the love of God. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 38. You can't even lay no charge to me. There's no sin you can lay on me. Who shall lay charge to God's elect? It is God who justifies. You can't put no evidence on me. Jesus took care of it at Calvary. He didn't just forgive my sins, but he remitted my sins, took them away from it. And now I have the right to the tree of life, to communicate, to love on him, to fellowship him without ever fearing being separated from him again. I cannot be separated from God, not under this new covenant. Under that old covenant, he said, your sins are separated, but not under this new covenant. I have fellowship and relationship with him all day, every day. So that's why I can pray without ceasing. That's why, hallelujah, he said, men ought always to pray and to faint not. Because God wants fellowship with us. He wants to commune with us day and night. So anyway, I'm getting a little carried away. So anytime we come on here and I see that they're over, I believe when I just came in, we were at 980 people. When I see there are 980 people on this line ready to pray, ready to tap into God, ready to call on the name of the Lord, it shows me that no matter what the enemy is trying to say, there is a remnant of people who are ready for the supernatural power of God and are ready to beat their body under subjection and commune and fellowship with their Father, because they understand that when God comes to town, everything is going to change. But God only comes to town through prayer, not through dancing and screaming. It comes through prayer. God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. Nothing will shift. Nothing will turn. He sought for a man to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, but he couldn't find one. Glory to God. Didn't want to bring destruction, but because no one was praying, these are the things that begin to happen. So I want you right now to prepare yourself for prayer. Again, you can probably tell my voice is much better than it was this morning, but I'm taking the time to drink water and put moisture on my voice so that I can have it ready for our watch night service, our prayer service, and our Sunday morning service on January the 2nd at 11 o'clock. I've asked Pastor Butler. He's going to start for the first 10 minutes talking to us, or however the Lord leads him, in prayer and intercession for the first 10 minutes. And after that, I'm going to hit some targets that God has given us to go for. So again, Pastor Butler, it's in your hands.
More grace, Pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen. Shepherd of the sheep. We thank God for every one of you, amen, that's on this prayer call today. Listen, I've been meditating on the word of God and the word that had come on last night, not only about faith, but, amen, to show our gratitude, appreciation, thanksgiving, amen, and celebration for what it is that he's done. Listen, God has done great things for us, wherein we're glad. That's why David said, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise you. When? From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Amen. So we bless him with the fruit of our lips, and we acknowledge him. I want to, amen, us to bless him and praise him before we ask anything. I just feel led to just exalt his matchless, magnificent name. Amen. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, we're going to, amen, lift him up. We're going to exalt him right now. Father, let's praise him. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, Lord Jesus, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, come into your court with praise, be thankful unto you, and to bless your name. Father, we thank you that we're already in your courts. We've been in your presence, and now we offer up the praise, this hallelujah that's due unto your name. We adore your name. Your name is wonderful. It's marvelous. It's magnificent. You are magnificent. You are majestic. You are marvelous, and you are miraculous. I decree and declare you are magnanimous. How spectacular you are, O majestic King. You're superior above everything and everyone. You're clothed in splendor. Hallelujah. And you're enthroned in Sikaba. You're enthroned in majesty. God, we bless you because you are the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Your glory is your portion. Hallelujah. We exalt you. The name of the Lord you decreed and declared is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and we are safe thereat. Therefore, Lord, before we ask anything, we already know that you know what we stand in need of before we ask, before we even solicit, before we make one supplication, and before we make one declaration, before we decree anything for it to be established. We want to acknowledge you, the source, hallelujah, of our power. It's in you, glory, that we live, we move, we have our being. Oh, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And your glory is set above the heavens. Father, thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega. You're our advocate. You're the Imanda. You're the arm of God. Hallelujah. You're the branch and the bread of life. You're the meat of hunger and the water of thirst. Glory to God. Luke called you the consolation of Israel. My God, I feel you in my belly. Because you're the Lord of all. You're the Lord of righteousness and the Lord God Almighty. You are the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. You are our Messiah. You are our mighty God. You are our Prince of Peace. As a matter of fact, you're the morning star and the offspring of David, Emmanuel of Ande. Glory, glory. You're the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you are our Passover. Thank you, Lord, for being the Prince of Life. Hallelujah, and the plan of renown. Glory to God. You're the resurrection, not only the resurrection, but Master, you're the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. You said they did all drink out of that, Lord Jesus, rock. That rock as water, and that rock was Christ. Thank you for being our rock today. Thank you for being the root of David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you for being our Savior, even as Pastor has decreed and declared, you are our second Adam. Thank you. Only you can be the second Adam. Only you can be called Son of the Blessed, Son of God, and Manasseh, Son of the Highest, Son of Man. Glory to God, and Son of Righteousness. We exalt you. We esteem thee. We extol thee on high, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the true vine. Hallelujah. And we are so glad to be connected to you. Thank you for the truth that have made us free. Thank you for you being the way. Hallelujah, the truth and the life. Thank you for being our wisdom, our knowledge, our understanding. Thank you for being our portion. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our peace and the joy of our salvation. We thank you, higher, because you're the true and faithful witness. We thank you because you're wonderful. You're Counselor. You're a mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Everlasting Father. Hallelujah, the King of Glory. Who is this King? I'm a co-co-co. Hey, who is this King of Glory? You're the Lord strong and mighty. You're the Lord mighty in battle. And for that we adore you. For that we magnify. We glorify. Because you're the Captain of the host of the army of the Lord. You're the Great Counselor. You're the Chief Corner. Oh, glory, glory. You're the Chief Cornerstone. And you're the Lord Jesus, Chief Shepherd. As a matter of fact, you're the Chief Apostle. Hey, of the church. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Your name is magnificent. Your name is magnanimous. Your name is marvelous. And we exalt thee, O King of the saints. We exalt thee. Hallelujah. Our strength, our light. Hallelujah. Our salvation. Hallelujah. We bless you now. Be glorified. Thank you for saving us. Oh, glory. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you cleansed us along with the rest of the lepers. But we stop now to become that one and tell you, thank you. We acknowledge your name. Thank you. We acknowledge your presence. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. So you say, hallelujah, bless God, if it had not been for you, on our side, we'd have been consumed. We decree and declare now, Father, you brought us up also out of a horrible pit. Hey, Shunder Baha'i and the miry clay. You set our feet up on a rock. You establish our going. Now, Father, be lifted up from this time forth and forevermore. Father, God, before I ask anything, before I make any point, I just want to, with the saints of God, acknowledge you as King Eternal, King Immortal, King Supreme, the only wise God, our Savior. Hallelujah, who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach into. Hallelujah. You are the only potentate. You are my car. Hey, 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 hey. You're the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You are the only one that walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Yah. Be glorified, your majesty. Be exalted, thou King of Glory. Hanamo Sunday, baby. Come on, for the next 15 seconds, open up your mouth and let the let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Thank you for not causing us, hallelujah, to fall and stumble when the enemy set traps. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us from the hand of the enemy. Thank you, God, that you lifted us up, hallelujah, above sickness. Thank you that the weapons were formed, Matiah, but they did not prosper. Thank you, Musande de Ecosa, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Rabba, Okole Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We give God the praise for that. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray something very powerful that I believe the Lord would have me to pray. And I believe you could use maybe Isaiah 49 as our prayer point, and even Ephesians chapter 4. I think it's around by verse 8 where he said he led captivity captive. We are praying and we are taking captivity captive. We are decreeing, hallelujah, that those halamashande eliandalalamasai, we are commanding that all those who God has called and anointed, who the hand of God is on their life, but the enemy wants to destroy them before this year is out, between now and this year is out. We are canceling that right now in the name of Jesus, and we are commanding them to live. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Shatta, good God the Most High, feel that anointing. My God, Pastor Bulletin, raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I take captivity captive. Say, I enforce the rescue of the perishing and prisoners of hope. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know by revelation that it is the enemy who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But you came that we might have life. That's your word, John 10:10. It is written that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You said in Isaiah, is not this the fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The chosen fast to loose the bands of wickedness and cause the oppressed to go free. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and I pray right now, I take captivity captive. I speak to that young man who's bound, that young woman who's bound, that mother, that father, that sister, that brother who's bound. And in the name of Jesus, I command captivity to be captive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I enforce the rescue of the perishing right now. I command deliverance. I command deliverance. I command deliverance. I command an escape of those who are appointed to die. I command deliverance. I declare in the name of Jesus that there will be no premature death, and every individual that the enemy has appointed to die between now and the end of this year, I override his verdict. I cancel his expiration. Hey, by divine authority, I override it. I override it. I override it, and I overturn. I overturn his movement. I overturn his agenda. I overturn his plan. I lift up my uncles. I lift up my sister, my brother. I lift up my wife, my husband, my brother, my children, my family. Those who are in KCC Charlotte, those who are in KCC Houston, those who are in KCC Jacksonville, Father, in the name of Jesus, as the watchmen of their soul, according to Ezekiel chapter 3, by the divine power of the Holy Ghost, I command, hey, halabashatiobia, and escape. I declare that death will not touch those who are connected to KCC. Hey, Mele, Malarabahoba, Yankide Mikikaso, Lulandilimi Itala. I rebuke death. I rebuke death. I rebuke death. I rebuke death. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lord rebuke you. I cast you out of Charlotte. I cast you out of KCC, Charlotte, Houston, and Jacksonville. I cast you out of my family. I cast you out of those connected to me and those under this anointing and those who are connected to this prayer call. I rebuke death, Father, in the name of Jesus, not just in my church, but even in America, all over this land. May the spirit of death be rebuked. May the spirit of death be rebuked. I command an escape. I declare there will be no sadness in our lives between now and the end of the year. I overturn it. Hey, I overturn it. Hey, I overturn it. Hey, lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray and command an escape. Command an escape. Command a deliverance. Take captivity captive. Command those who are bound by the enemy to be free. I loose them now. I loose my mother. I loose my father. I loose my sister and brother. I loose my husband and wife. I loose my seed. I loose nieces and nephews, aunties and uncles. I command you to be loose from every bondage. Loose. Hey, Shebe. Hey, Mikasho. Mukushini. Mikanuni Mikika. Lekandili mi andalahosha. I break every band of wickedness, and I command the oppressed to go free by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hey, hey, hey. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, Malabasha. Yambe, baby. Lelele banda, lomanda lohosa, yikandele meredi elebanda, umana hasha. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, ushaba, yende di asia. Psalm 68. Ooh, rabashate. Psalm 68:1. The Bible declares, "Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him." We are commanding in the name of Jesus, hereby shot, that all wickedness against our family, we are destroying it now. I think that's Psalm 79 that says the wickedness of the wicked must come to an end. We are commanding and destroying all wickedness against our family. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Say, I interrupt. Say, I interrupt all wickedness against my family, against my church, against my nation. Now, now,
Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and pray on the account of Psalm 79, on the account of your word, you said in your word that with two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. Your word declares that one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. And on the Lord, ba, ba, le, ba, 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 hey, ha, 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 shanta. Hey, Yabasha, and on the account of your word, and by the law of agreement that you have established in the heavens that must manifest on earth, I agree with those who are on this call. I agree with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we come together and we declare that a threefold cord is not easily broken, but this cord is an 1,000-fold cord. And in the name of Jesus, we lock our arms in the spirit. We lock our hands in the spirit. We lock our prayers and we come with one accord and we interrupt all wickedness against our family. We destroy, we abolish, we dismantle all wickedness against our families, against our church. Father, in the name of Jesus, every plan, every wicked agenda, every plot, every evil scheme, ha, ho, 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 Shike, lift your voice and pray. Every wicked scheme against my church, against my pastor, against my leader, against my church, KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, and even the ones around the earth, every wicked agenda against KCC, I destroy it. I abolish it. I cancel it. Every agenda against my pastor, Bishop Gates, be canceled. Every evil agenda against his wife, against his children. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus, may every wickedness against him be abolished. May it be canceled. May it be destroyed. I interrupt it. I override it. I demolish it. I block it. I stop it. I command it to come to an halt. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I cancel your agenda. I cancel your evil plans against my life, against my daughter, against my son, against my husband, against my wife, against my business, against my community, against this nation, against this state, every agenda against the nations of the earth, all wickedness against America, all wickedness against Africa, all wickedness against Antarctica, Asia, hallelujah, North and South America, and the like, all wickedness, hey, 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 against sons and daughters, preachers, apostles, and prophets, I cancel it, I destroy it, I dismantle it, hey, Moshaba, I command all wickedness of the wicked to come to an end, your agenda, your plan, I blebe bele balabula balabande, ribidi bisika, likandimini aso, likambinini andalaha, akandele etolo, ukalili mikisa, zanzu. Your word declares that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. I release a standard. I command that standard to be lifted. And I declare by the word of God, let God arise. Arise in KCC. Arise in America. Arise in my family. Arise in my finances. Arise in my body. Arise in the White House. Arise in the crack house, the whorehouse, the jailhouse. God arise, Holy Ghost arise, Jesus arise, let your glory arise, let your power arise, let the manifestation of your glory, let it arise like never before. I cancel your agenda. Satan, your plan is canceled. We are going to tear your kingdom down. We command you in the name of the Lord, drop your weapons. Drop your weapons. Drop your weapons. We disengage. Hey, yala la lianda la bo. Lukunimi andala. Valulimi kideledi and so. Lukushaba. Hey, hey. Hey, Yabashatian Kalamo, we disengage your plan. Every attack
against the mind, every attack against the watch night service, every evil agenda against 2022, against my January, against my destiny, against my end of the year. I cancel it. I block it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. Hey, Homa, Yam Bibiasha, hey, Malabokota, Haya, La Sulimiankaya, in the name of Jesus. Mukusha, Yekemene, Yekemene, Menunimianza, Lalamotulimi Impala, Lalabokosa, Bianche, Yerebiosha, Hoba Shakia, people of Messiah. The plans of the enemy are being interrupted. The plans of the enemy are being interrupted. The agenda of the enemy is being overturned. God is standing on your behalf. I'm led by the Spirit to challenge. And I only do this as the Spirit leads me. I'm led by the Spirit to challenge. Halabo Shande, Yemasika Mahukumana, Hididiosha, Homana Didiasha. There are 300 of you, and I don't want you to miss this. You got to get in on this. There are 300 of you. You're sowing a seed right now of $37. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they'll soon be cut off. There's 300 of you. Don't miss this. Get in on this quick, quick, quick. People are giving already, so I don't want you to miss this. There are 300 of you. Dollar sign. PBCJR. 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 Go to the website, BrianKern.com. If you can't do it on Cash App, go to the website, BrianKern.com. If you can't get to the website, hallelujah, mail it in, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida. Huma Shakanda, Ikana Namasa. Get in on this. Thank you, Jesus. The plan of the enemy, whichever one you want to send it to, send it in now. Send it while that anointing is flowing, while the power of God is moving. Let the glory of the Lord hold on our shanda. Yeri ankala la masia. Helele bebe bie shete. Yang kana mokukasi. Vikola mosha. Vikola moshande. Iri oshadaba. Yabio si kelemea. Yambio sita. Listen to me. Listen to me, y'all. This coming watch night will be one of the greatest watch night services I've ever had, I believe, in my whole ministry. I believe God has given me a word, and I think if you come with an attitude of expectation, I don't want no bunch of talking in there. All I want is prayer before the service starts. I want prayer. I want intercession. I want us calling on the name of the Lord. I want us thanking him and appreciating him for bringing us through another year. Year's tough for some of you. Year's tough for some of y'all. You've had some bad things, and I'm telling you right now, this is an attack. Don't you see that this virus is trying to come out again right before watch night? It's trying to bring that same thing into 2022, that spirit of fear. It's trying to arrest the church. It's trying to arrest us. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, you that make it to Charlotte, you're safe, you're covered. As a matter of fact, just the Lord led me to do this, and I just believe God had me to do it so I don't offend, and so I'm working on it now. But there are some machines that they got out now that if you have these machines, they guarantee you that COVID cannot come in that atmosphere. It's a certain kind of filter that I have to pay all of this money for. And I really felt led of the Spirit to do this. This is nothing I would have done in and of myself. So you know, for me to do this, I'm led of the Spirit to do it. But I believe the Lord is protecting us from something. You know, we're not worried about the virus because we know that no evil can befall us and no plague can come to our dwelling. But better those are those who are under this word continually and understand, and your faith is at the right level. But there are going to be people who are not under this kind of word, and they don't understand it. And so I'm saying to you, these are things that God told me that I believe put in place for our watch night service and just to get ready. We're getting ready to take over. Listen to me. I will not be defeated. I just have to keep reminding the devil of that, because God is the greatest power. I shall never, oh yeah, Musha,
Eya, my soul. Lilian Kalamoya Tia. Ilala, my God, I thank you. Ilalabo, Shandi Biakian Kalamahasa. I will never be defeated. You will never be defeated. Matter of fact, you need to declare that. Go on social media today, hashtag, I will never be defeated, at Prophet Khan and at the Underground Prayer Movement on Instagram. I will never be defeated, at Prophet Khan, at the Underground Prayer Movement. But let's do this. Let's push this. Let the body of Christ know that there are people praying all over, praying for breakthrough and change and turnaround and the miraculous to be released like never before, because this is getting ready to be the greatest season of your life. I don't care what the devil told you. You're going into 2022 and things are getting ready to unlock for you that's been in a prison for years. So make it to Watch Night. Come on, meet me there. Meet me at Watch Night. Prayer has been good at the Charlotte Church. I'm here in Charlotte. We have some powerful prayer today. I felt the breakthrough. I started praying for something and went to laughing. God was turning that thing. Whenever I get my breakthrough in prayer, I go to laughing. Well, that happened for me at the Charlotte Church. Come on, Jacksonville. Let's get in prayer. All of the churches, let's get in prayer. But I'm looking forward to seeing you in Houston this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you in Charlotte, Houston. I want to see you in Charlotte this weekend. Charlotte, Jacksonville, all of you. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend in Charlotte for the Watch Night service. It's going to be powerful. Let's stay in prayer. Well, I'm going to see you in the morning. We got some more prayer to do in the morning. We're praying into the new year. We're praying into the new year. Go to the website, sign up, and register to be a part of the Underground Prayer Movement. We're going to be moving across the country. I believe in January, we'll be in Mobile, Alabama. And then we're going somewhere else in March. I already have it. And I think I'll put up the schedule at the first of the year at our Watch Night service. I'm going to put up the schedule so you know where we're going, so you can book your hotels and get your flights and get your transportation and make a covenant to be in prayer all this year. All right? Make prayer your friend. Make prayer your appetite. There are 1,000 people on this call, and I believe they're on because they're hungry, and there's over 1,000 because some of y'all are being merged in. So there's over 1,000 people on here, and we're praying. So I'm challenging you. Go to briankarn.com. Register. All right? Become a part of the Underground Prayer Movement. Stay in fasting. Stay in prayer. Prepare yourself for this new year. Nothing's going to stop you. This will be the greatest season of your life, but it's only going to happen through prayer. You got to pray it through. We're having a powerful time this weekend. I love you. I'll be ready to pray with you again in the morning, 6 a.m. All right? Set your clock. Get it ready. And let's pray in the morning at 6 o'clock, believing God for signs, wonders, and miracles. You are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I'll say it again. Put it on Instagram. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Glory to God everywhere. I will never be defeated. At Prophet Khan, at the Underground Prayer Move. What is it? Hashtag? Do people still do that? I don't know. Let's just do it. Let's get in prayer. You are blessed. Huh? More grace. Korabashatiya.